We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Manly has sensationally banned their 7 dissenting players from attending tonight's big match at Four Pines Park after being warned off by New South Wales Police. Northern Beaches Police Crime Coordinator Sergeant Damon Flackler spoke with Sea Eagles coach Des Hasler and interim club chief executive Gary Warman on Wednesday before the exiled players were contacted and told to stay away from the ground for safety and welfare reasons. The Daily Telegraph can also reveal at least one of the 7 players has been subjected to threatening messages through social media. Manly and police agreed there would be heightened concern should the players attend Brookvale Oval. Police and the club also spoke about contingency plans for possible crowd misbehaviour. For the safety and well-being of the players, the club has decided that it's best that they don't attend the game, Mr. Woolman said. Some of the potential backup players also declined to play in the jersey after they were asked to wear a Rainbow Pride jumper. The boycotting players were initially going to watch the match from the safety of a gymnasium in the Bob Fulton Stands Centre of Excellence because the dugout, located near the players' tunnel, was deemed too close to fans and unsafe. There were even fears protesters angry at the players' stance could attempt to enter the ground and harass the 7 stars. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at the App Store. Hollywood A-lister Hugh Jackman has urged his good mate Gus Warland to use the controversy around the Manly Pride jersey to make a difference with his charity, Gotcha for Life. Warland will realise a long-hand ambition tonight when Manly and the Sydney Roosters play for the Gotcha for Life Cup. The landmark moment for Warland and his mental health charity has been overshadowed by the controversy surrounding the Pride jersey after 7 players stood down citing their religious beliefs. Jackman was asked to wear the jersey for his good mate and his image appeared on the front of the Daily Telegraph on Wednesday. The picture was taken as a favour to Warland to help promote Gotcha for Life, a charity that focuses on mental health and well-being. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The mother of schoolgirl Charlize Mutton has been charged as part of the investigation into her child's horrific death. 9-year-old Charlize was allegedly killed by a gunshot while staying with her mother's fiancé, Justin Stein, at a multi-million dollar property in the Blue Mountains in January. The little girl was first reported missing before a massive police search found her body stuffed inside a barrel near the Colo River 4 days later. Stein, 31, has been charged with her murder. The Daily Telegraph can reveal Mutton, who is undergoing treatment at a drug rehabilitation centre, was charged this week over a home invasion where 2 guns were allegedly stolen. Police would not say if one of the guns was used in Charlize's alleged murder, but confirmed a post-mortem found she died from a single shot from a small calibre firearm. Police will allege Mutton, 39, accompanied Stein on a home invasion at Mount Wilson in August last year, where 2 guns and ammunition were stolen. Mutton has not been charged over Charlize's death. A woman's been charged over her alleged role in a home invasion that was uncovered as part of ongoing investigations into the alleged murder of a girl in the Blue Mountains earlier this year, a New South Wales police spokesman has said. And soaring inflation and a global slowdown has wiped more than $10 billion from Australia's economy, with new forecasts showing the situation will get even worse next year. Treasurer Jim Chalmers will unveil updated figures revealing the economy is only expected to grow by 3% of GDP this financial year and just 2% in 2023-24 when he delivers a ministerial statement today. This is a drop of 0.5% each year from previous forecasts, with the gloomy Treasury figures commissioned by Mr. Chalmers also showing last year's growth is expected to be lower than previously hoped. The new forecast takes into account higher than expected inflation figures, cost of living pressures, supply chain issues, the energy crisis, and the war in Ukraine. And that's the latest headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.